Practice Paper 1, Part 2. Chris is a presenter on a local radio station who tells listeners about interesting places they might like to visit one day. Listen to the radio show and also make use of the advertisement to fill in the information sheet. You have 1 minute to read the advertisement and the questions on the information sheet. The radio show will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and complete all the answers the second. The radio program will begin now.
Hello, dear listeners. I know lots of you go to the lovely island of Phuket for relaxing beach holidays. Well, here is a place I found recently on Phuket Island, which I think many of you travelling as a family would like. It's called Paradise Garden and is on the road from Phuket Town to Patong Beach, about a third of the way along the 15-kilometre route. It's open from 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. And it costs 150 bahts for adults, with half price for children from 5 to 12. There's a lot to see and do, so I think that's a very reasonable price. If Granny is with you and doesn't want to walk, groups of four can have a golf cart for 3 hours for 500 baht. Oh, and by the way, no skateboards are allowed in, but I don't suppose many of you take your skateboards on holiday with you. So what can you see? There's the tropical garden with a lovely waterfall and some plant houses full of amazing jungle plants. From the garden, you walk along Dragon Walk, which was my second favourite thing. A long row of bushes have been cut into a very real-looking dragon. It looks like something from a film like Avatar or Lord of the Rings. Then we come to the zoo, which younger children will love, as there are plenty of tame animals you can touch or ride, like ponies, camels, a cute little elephant, and many others. There's also a really comic monkey show, which had me falling over in laughter. Nearby is the bamboo forest, in the middle of which is the bamboo bar, where you can eat if you want, but I don't really recommend it. Maybe it suits locals more than visitors. Mum might like to stop by the spa for some beauty treatment. But the top spot for me was the museum. It's an old Thai house and it's full of all sorts of strange items, including stuffed giant crocodiles and snakes. There's a lot more to do and see there, but I hope I've told you enough for you to go there on your next Phuket trip. Next week, we are off to Hainan. Bye for now!
Now listen to the radio program again.
Hello, dear listeners. I know lots of you go to the lovely island of Phuket for relaxing beach holidays. Well, here is a place I found recently on Phuket Island, which I think many of you travelling as a family would like. It's called Paradise Garden and is on the road from Phuket Town to Patong Beach, about a third of the way along the 15-kilometre route. It's open from 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. And it costs 150 bahts for adults, with half price for children from 5 to 12. There's a lot to see and do, so I think that's a very reasonable price. If Granny is with you and doesn't want to walk, groups of four can have a golf cart for 3 hours for 500 baht. Oh, and by the way, no skateboards are allowed in, but I don't suppose many of you take your skateboards on holiday with you. So what can you see? There's the tropical garden with a lovely waterfall and some plant houses full of amazing jungle plants. From the garden, you walk along Dragon Walk, which was my second favourite thing. A long row of bushes have been cut into a very real-looking dragon. It looks like something from a film like Avatar or Lord of the Rings. Then we come to the zoo, which younger children will love, as there are plenty of tame animals you can touch or ride, like ponies, camels, a cute little elephant, and many others. There's also a really comic monkey show, which had me falling over in laughter. Nearby is the bamboo forest, in the middle of which is the bamboo bar, where you can eat if you want, but I don't really recommend it. Maybe it suits locals more than visitors. Mum might like to stop by the spa for some beauty treatment. But the top spot for me was the museum. It's an old Thai house and it's full of all sorts of strange items, including stuffed giant crocodiles and snakes. There's a lot more to do and see there, but I hope I've told you enough for you to go there on your next Phuket trip. Next week, we are off to Hainan. Bye for now.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of part 2.